Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The holidays are a special time of year to celebrate what is right in the world by supporting education. And the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District this holiday season is giving the gift of music during the darkest month of the year to brighten the Christmas spirit. Many schools from across the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District are having winter school music concerts or plays to attend or watch, and Superintendent Clayton Holland promotes the winter music programs on KSRM.
And then many of our schools are having music and holiday performances, so check out the district website, app, or our social sites to view the schedule and consider attending a concert at one of our neighborhood schools, watching a live stream, or a pre-recorded concert that will be posted online. So this week you can catch Thursday evening, so that in a high school band and choir concert is at 7 p.m. And the Kenai Central High School holiday choir event is Sunday at 3 p.m. So I encourage folks to go out and support those students. A lot of great things happening, and it's really wonderful to have these in person again.
Several of those music and holiday performances, by the way, are happening this week. In addition, programs are at the school location unless otherwise noted. Some will be pre-recorded and shared with families on the individual school websites or on their social media. Also, some schools have more than one program, and the location may vary by date. This according to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Be sure to get into the holiday spirit by supporting the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District's winter music programs, and we have an entire comprehensive list of the dates, the high schools, and times posted at RadioKenai.com. The Anchorage Assembly unanimously voted to end the city's requirement for people to mask up in public indoor places. At the Tuesday night regular assembly meeting, the body unanimously voted to approve a resolution that ends the city's mask mandate effective today. The emergency ordinance requiring masks to be worn in the municipality and indoor public spaces was first approved in October, and the assembly overrode Mayor Bronson's veto of the ordinance on the 14th of October. It was set to naturally expire 60 days after the assembly overrode the mayoral veto and would have fallen out of effect next week. Last week, the assembly announced it would consider ending the mandate slightly early because transmission rates of COVID-19 have fallen and local hospitals are no longer under extreme stress. Assembly member Meg Zalatel.
An emergency ordinance expires in 60 days or by the parameters of the emergency ordinance. This emergency ordinance was crafted at a time that hospitals were under immense pressure related to COVID-19. That pressure seems to have eased, and that they have not invoked directly within patient care those crisis standards of care for the last 14 consecutive days. That said, the crisis standards of care, as of right now, as far as we know, still could be invoked. So while it may seem counterintuitive with the new variant on the horizon to be asking to end the mask mandate early, when we set rules, we should follow those rules. And here, this rule is that if the crisis standards of care were not actively being used by the hospitals for 14 consecutive days, that the mask mandate should end. And that's what this resolution would do.
Starting officially today in Anchorage, masks or face coverings within the municipality will be optional in public indoor spaces. The resolution ending the requirement early did note that while local hospitals may no longer be employing crisis standards of care directly, statewide guidelines for crisis standards of care enacted by the state in September are still available. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.